Being a gymnast. Listen to an interview with a young gymnast. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the interviewer's questions, A to I, with the answers 1 to 6. There are 2 extra questions that you do not need to use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers. Example.
Since the day I started doing rhythmic gymnastics, I fell in love with this sport. It's the perfect combination between elegance and strength, and although it may be exhausting at times, it's really satisfying when you get good results.
Answer 1.
For this competition, I trained without wasting a single minute, and I focused on completing each element in my routine one at a time, just like I did throughout the competition.
Answer 2.
During the last 10 seconds of my last hoop routine, I realized that I was a little off time, so I added a movement to make it less noticeable. Also in my clubs routine, I was catching the club after a risk, which is when you throw an apparatus, do at least 2 rotations, and then catch it again when it fell. But I caught it as soon as it fell next to me, and I continued my performance without thinking about what had happened. I believe that concluding the routine without any additional mistakes was a big goal for me.
Answer 3.
Usually, to maintain focus and determination, you need 2 things. Apart from general skills such as flexibility and strength, you must be intelligent, mentally speaking, and have plenty of enthusiasm, because that's exactly what helped me and still helps me to achieve my goals.
Answer 4.
Of course, mistakes are inevitable and plans don't always work out. There have been times when I finished last in competitions, important ones too, but we mostly learn from these kinds of experiences, and the most important thing is that we should consider them as a way to grow mentally. I never imagined winning a medal, let alone 2. However, I'm overjoyed that this dream has now come true. After being selected by the Gymnastics Federation to take part in the National Junior Group week of training this summer, I would say this has certainly been the best year in my sporting career so far.
Answer 5.
My coaches helped me to achieve my goals thanks to their dedication and willingness to help me improve more and more every day. One of them is from the National Gymnastics Federation. He comes to train us once a week and usually designs routines for me and my teammates. The other works with us every single day, assisting us in reaching perfection in every moment. They believe in me a lot and always reassure me when they notice I'm a bit scared of something, especially before competitions. As I've mentioned before, many competitions, even the challenging ones, have helped me to grow as an athlete and as a person, shaping me into the person I am today.
Answer 6.
Sometimes I find it difficult to manage my time, but for the most part, I balance it very effectively because I care about both gymnastics and school.
You will now hear the recording for the second time. Example.
Since the day I started doing rhythmic gymnastics, I fell in love with this sport. It's the perfect combination between elegance and strength, And although it may be exhausting at times, it's really satisfying when you get good results.
Answer 1.
For this competition, I trained without wasting a single minute, and I focus on completing each element in my routine one at a time, just like I did throughout the competition.
Answer 2.
During the last 10 seconds of my last hoop routine, I realized that I was a little off time, so I added a movement to make it less noticeable. Also in my club's routine, I was catching the club after a risk, which is when you throw an apparatus, do at least 2 rotations, and then catch it again when it fell. But I caught it as soon as it fell next to me, and I continued my performance without thinking about what had happened. I believe that concluding the routine without any additional mistakes was a big goal for me.
Answer 3.
Usually, to maintain focus and determination, you need 2 things. Apart from general skills such as flexibility and strength, you must be intelligent, mentally speaking, and have plenty of enthusiasm, because that's exactly what helped me and still helps me to achieve my goals.
Answer 4.
Of course, mistakes are inevitable and plans don't always work out. There have been times when I finished last in competitions, important ones too, but we mostly learn from these kinds of experiences, and the most important thing is that we should consider them as a way to grow mentally. I never imagined winning a medal, let alone 2. However, I'm overjoyed that this dream has now come true. After being selected by the Gymnastics Federation to take part in the National Junior Group week of training this summer, I would say this has certainly been the best year in my sporting career so far.
Answer 5.
My coaches helped me to achieve my goals thanks to their dedication and willingness to help me improve more and more every day. One of them is from the National Gymnastics Federation. He comes to train us once a week and usually designs routines for me and my teammates. The other works with us every single day, assisting us in reaching perfection in every moment. They believe in me a lot and always reassure me when they notice I'm a bit scared of something, especially before competitions. As I've mentioned before, many competitions, even the challenging ones, have helped me to grow as an athlete and as a person, shaping me into the person I am today.
Answer 6.
Sometimes I find it difficult to manage my time, but for the most part, I balance it very effectively because I care about both gymnastics and school.